Veterans Update. Vets resume court fight over non-VA costs. By Tom Philpott. In June 2017, then-VA Secretary David Shulkin announced that the Trump administration had ended its fight against an appeals court ruling that VA wrongly stuck tens of thousands of veterans with non-VA emergency care costs because their other health insurance plans covered part of those costs. VA is still refusing to reimburse these veterans for out-of-pocket emergency care costs. And so, in October, the court fight resumed. Advocates for the veterans charge VA with circumventing their appeals court victory and the will of Congress, using a revised regulation that purposely misconstrues statutory language intended to protect them from out-of-pocket emergency care costs. VA covers non-VA emergency care costs for veterans enrolled in VA health care if they have no other health insurance. In 2010, Congress addressed an apparent quirk in the law that barred VA from reimbursing for non-VA emergency care if an enrolled veteran had other health insurance to cover part of those costs. In 2012, VA revised its regulation regarding private sector emergency care services. In doing so, it ignored the plain language of the 2010 statute. The U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims unanimously ruled in its 2016 Staub decision. The nonprofit National Veterans Legal Services Program, NVLSP, which had partnered with other attorneys to win that appeal for affected veterans, has filed a new class action lawsuit with the same appellate court. NVLSP argues that VA is again ignoring the intent of Congress and interpreting the 2010 law improperly to avoid reimbursing these veterans for emergency care costs that their own insurance plans don't cover. The lawsuit in this case is filed on behalf of Coast Guard veteran Amanda Jane Wolf and thousands of other veterans who have seen claims for non-VA emergency care costs rejected by VA based on a regulation released last January. The lawsuit asks the appellate court to invalidate the regulation and order VA Secretary Robert Wilkie to reimburse veterans for coinsurance and deductible payments they incurred from emergency medical treatment at non-VA hospitals. The regulation is a subterfuge to get around the Staub decision, said Barton Stickman, NVLSP's executive director and lead attorney in the Wolf lawsuit. VA just doesn't want to pay these reimbursements. I have heard their excuse is Congress should pass more legislation addressing this issue. There's no requirement that Congress pass a statute twice. That's ridiculous. A lot of money is at stake. VA initially estimated that if it complied with the Staub decision, its health costs would climb by $10.6 billion over a decade. VA cut those estimates sharply after it revised its regulation for implementing the Staub decision. The new lawsuit involves a different legal argument than decided in Staub, Stickman said. There, VA was found to have disregarded the law passed in 2010. The Wolf lawsuit challenges how VA is interpreting the law, specifically how it defines what private sector emergency care costs veterans have to pay if they have alternative insurance. The law says veterans are responsible for copayments and similar payments. The VA regulation takes that phrase and expands it to include copayments, deductibles, coinsurance, and similar payments. The practical effect, Stickman said, is to require that these veterans cover almost any cost their insurance won't. The interpretation is outrageous for two reasons, he said. One, deductibles and coinsurance costs are not at all similar to copayments, which are modest and fixed. Two, the word coinsurance, as defined by Medicare and other health plans, is the percent of costs an enrollee must pay, meaning whatever insurance won't cover. The lawsuit asks the appeals court to declare the VA regulation invalid and force the department to re-decide all Staub-related reimbursement claims using a proper interpretation of the law. Veterans who believe they are affected by the VA policy challenged in the lawsuit can email NVLSP at 2018 VA reimburse at nvlsp.org. Tom Philpott has been covering military personnel and veterans issues for more than 40 years.